I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer, wherever you are geographically, especially those of you who have subscribed to this channel on YouTube, and those of you who are listening via the podcast. A warm welcome to each and every one of you, and to those of you who are viewing for the very first time and listening for the very first time, I appreciate you all. So please like and subscribe. Listen, no matter what you have encountered today or what you are facing at this very moment, pause for a second just to reflect on how God, Abba Father, has sustained you, protected you, and kept you. And you know, no matter how dark the night, and it may feel like morning may not get here, I want you to put your trust in the living God, because He will not put more on you than you can bear. Jesus made a promise. He said, I am with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God has promised that He will be with you and I to the very end. Yes. So as we get into our prayer, let our mind just focus. Forget about every other thing, everything else. Put your full attention on the living God. Listen, to those of you in every nation, on the four continents of the world, and in the islands of the seas, Jehovah El Roi is the God who sees, and He sees you. He sees those tears when you wet your pillow at night and no one sees it. No one may hear your cry. Jehovah El Roi, He sees you. And God has not forgotten you. Tapiti Ki Piano Ministry, He is ministering in the background. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful for this moment, right here, right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to bless this viewing audience. Bless those who are listening in via the podcast. Oh, my Father, we are so grateful. We're so thankful, Father, that it is in you that we live and we move and have our being. Sometimes, Father, many of us contemplate giving up and can see no way out. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. Yes, who reminds us of your word, and He is the comforter. Oh, my Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, move by your Spirit, break bonds and shackles and chains, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the hammer of your word break down barriers right now. Barriers and invisible and invincible walls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the hammer of your word break down right now walls of miscommunications, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the hammer of your word break down the walls of that separate us from each other and from you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the assurance of your word that nothing shall, not even death, shall separate us from your love. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your love be felt right now in the hearts of men and women, boys and girls who are watching and who are tuning in right now. Envelop them, Father. Undergird them with your strength. Oh, my Father, remind them of your word. Father, for you honored your word above your name. And Father, we thank you right now that you are listening and you will hasten to perform your word spoken out of our mouth. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for lifting burdens, for breaking shackles and chains. We thank you for divinely intervening in the lives of men and women right now, in the lives of families. Thank you, Father, for divinely intervening in hospitals. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in shelters. Oh, my Father, thank you for showing up for the needy today. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for provisions that you provide for families right now who are in need. Thank you, Father, for opening locked doors. Thank you for making ways where there seemed to be no way, Father. Yes, Lord, we say thank you for the finished work of the crucifixion, the power of the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. Yes, Father, we are so thankful for the work of the Holy Spirit moving and, oh, Father, throughout the earth, stirring the hearts of men and women, stirring the hearts of those who are overwhelmed right now, whose backs are against the walls right now. Thank you, my Father, in the name of Jesus, for sending help. Hallelujah. Father, thank you right now for meeting that unspoken request. There are some in this audience right now. There are others who are listening who have requested of you, Father, some things private, Lord. But I ask you in the name of Jesus to manifest those unspoken requests in the name of Jesus. Father, let men and women testify of your healing and your delivering power in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray this very moment for salvation, healing and deliverance, restoration and restitution, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray for revival of souls. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' name and for your glory, Lord. Amen and amen. I just want to read in your hearing Psalm 25. It is a very encouraging psalm. A psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. The Lord is able to bless the reading of his word and give to us the understanding of his word, that we may apply it to our daily lives to bring glory and honor to his name. Listen, right where you are, do not worry. Do not fret yourself about anything. God, Abba, Father, he's already worked it out. He's worked out everything for you, everything that concerns your life. God has already worked it out. I encourage you right where you are to trust. Put your trust in the living God and release everything and everyone, yes, that weighs you down. Be not overcome of evil. Overcome evil by doing good. Listen, God bless you. Until our next time of prayer, be faithful. For God, he rewards faithfulness.